It promises to be both fascinating and provocative.
This is actually a partial skeleton from one individual.
The Smithsonian's John Gerchy is a paleo artist reconstructing ancient bones of a hominid, half human, half something else.
That tells us something about the proportions of these critters.
Beginning March 31st, the Chesterfield Library will play host to a display of critters going back 6 million years.
Evolution involves change over time. And I have here five skulls of five different fossil individuals out of about 6,000 fossil individuals that are known that help document the course of human evolution.
Dr. Rick Potts will be here to talk about his travels around the world and the soil and the bones and the dust that have given him some ideas about evolution that he will share during the four-week exhibition here.
The final program is one that we particularly want people from the community to attend, and that is an afternoon of community conversation.
Carolyn Sears is Chesterfield's Library Services Administrator.
We have a couple of theological professors on that committee. We have an anthropology professor. We have a biology professor. We also have some other representation from the community.
Is there a possibility that this exhibition would raise religious, racist, political questions?
Raising the question is absolutely valid, and we want everyone to bring their views to the table. It's not about the presentation of the information. It's about how we have the conversation based on the presentation of that information, and we want to include everyone in that conversation.
The exhibition and programs are free. They begin March 31st. For Science Matters, I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.